The State College Area School District is getting ready for major renovations at their outdoor athletic venue, Memorial Field. WPSU's Ann Danahy talked with the State College Area Superintendent and School Board President about the project and two options being considered.
Superintendent Bob O'Donnell and Board President Amber Concepcion, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having us.
You bet, Ann. Thanks.
The school district is getting ready to do some major upgrades on Memorial Field, and it will cost an estimated $13 million. It will include things like a new bathroom, locker rooms, and better ADA accessibility with a patio concession area. The project follows a lot of research by the district. For people who haven't been following this, why did the district decide to renovate Memorial Field?
Well, years ago when we updated the first phase of this of the stadium in the Fraser Street side, while we were working on preparing that, the decision to keep the high school to remain in town, you know, caused us to reflect on, you know, what are our options. We didn't secure any additional property through that process, although we met with all of the property owners who had viable sites for a new high school campus. When we looked at this project, we realized to identify a new site and then have to build the infrastructure for that site, we would be incurring many challenges in both cost as well as, you know, location, suitable location, so that the daily lives of our students are also in mind. You know, when we decided to keep the high school in town with so much community involvement, I think that was really the point where we made a decision regarding the future of Memorial Field. You know, some of the components of this project do include looking at things that our downtown borough does provide. You know, there are about 1,500 parking spots off street within 3 to 4 blocks, so we don't have to build parking.
Right, and they're pretty nearby, too, walking distance. Mm-hmm. And Memorial Field is a historic site, too. It was built during the Great Depression as part of the New Deal, mm-hmm. the Works Project.
Yeah, it was a Works Progress project at that time.
And local mm-hmm. businesses were part of that, mm-hmm. too, but it's also a little bit crowded, and it's above a sinkhole, right? Is that a concern at all?
It is, but so the sinkhole was actually repaired and improved several years ago with help from the borough government and their physical plant work. So what they did was they sort of shored up that sinkhole that's there, and it actually serves a pretty good function for drainage for any water that collects on the surrounding streets or on the field. The way it functions now is it's very stable, and it collects water very quickly and whisks it away from the field and from the neighborhood.
Okay, so a side benefit of having a sinkhole.
Yeah, it's not the kind of problem that I think many people in the community right. perceive it to be.
And as well, in 2013, all the geotechnical testing that was done on the site to ensure that it's a safe site for this complex was carried out, shared publicly with our board, and mm-hmm. those reports are all accessible.
Another thing for people to understand is that on our high school site, there's simply no room on our high school site for a stadium of the size that Memorial Field is able to accommodate.
Now you're considering two different timelines for the project, and if I understand this correctly, one would be spaced out over a couple years, and it wouldn't be done until 2021, but it would mean that in the fall, the field would be open for the sports. But then the other option would be quicker, be done in time for fall 2020, but it would also mean the field would not be available for sports in this mm-hmm. upcoming fall season. Is that right?
Yes. The reason for the fall is that our football games, which also include about 200 band members that perform at half, that stadium's the only complex we have that is suitable. All of our other programs can compete on our south track or the new north field that we're putting in now. So the phasing would be we'd keep the field open for two falls, but it would take about 2 years. We'd have to stop and start the project. The option for phasing that we're considering, and we're asking for feedback on that, as well as the options we're considering, if the bids come back and the board's faced with a decision where they have an opportunity to have significantly lower costs on the project, you know, what would that plan B, so to speak, look like for one fall season?
Right, and isn't that if there's a possibility that it would be a little bit less expensive to go with a quicker option, but that would mean that the football team would have to find somewhere else to play in the fall. Is that right?
That's right. And we've been looking at alternatives. We are installing a new turf field on our North campus, where the North building has been demolished and taken down, and there's space there now. We already have the light columns up. Some people in the community may have seen the light columns, and there's turf field being installed there that'll be ready So we've looked at pricing out what would it cost to put bleachers there and some of the other amenities that would be necessary to hold football games there. And, you know, we'll be comparing the cost between, you know, the cost of doing that versus, you know, what would we save if it does turn out to be a significant savings to go that route of having a shorter construction project.
So are you really just trying to weigh the pros and cons of either opportunity and then get public feedback?
Absolutely. And the cost could be as much as $800,000 in savings. So we are, if that opportunity is presented to our board, I think we want to look to the football community and see, you know, what options do the student athletes, you know, we're serving there. What do they foresee as a reasonable solution? So we'll be having discussions with student athletes as well as the students that are part of our marching band and the different parent groups and anybody who's willing to come out on February 5th to the program at 7 p.m. Mm-hmm. It's in the new high school, and we'll be in the auditorium and cafeteria area. We'll have people to guide any community members that would like to attend back to those spaces.
So it's an opportunity to get more information about it. And are you starting to look at what the options would be for the football and band if you do go that direction?
Yeah, that's right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, as Amber said, you know, we would look at putting some seating. It would be mostly temporary at the North Field for one season. And, you know, looking at how we can accommodate everybody. It would be tight, there's no question. We're also looking that evening at looking to... We do have one bid alternate that the board will consider. It involves a classroom that would also serve as a locker room for larger teams that come to town, or if we have multiple events like a tournament at the stadium. The other component of we'll give an update of where we are, the design process. Although it was public, some people might not have engaged, so they understand what we're trying to accomplish. Obviously, the main, you know, aspects of the project relate to we want to have updated bleachers. We have very old bleachers on that side of the field. We'll have to. We'd like to have adequate public restrooms, and also we would like to have locker rooms for our student athletes. We do not have that at this time. I don't think most people understand that the teams that compete there do not have facilities on site.
One last question. What's your timeline? Does the board expect to make a decision about it? Mm-hmm.
So the bids are scheduled to be open February 19th, and the board would be looking to award bids at its March 18th meeting to allow work to start in April and get the, you know, the warm season in for construction.
Superintendent Bob O'Donnell and Board President Amber Concepcion, thank you so much for coming in to talk with us.
You bet.
Thank you.
Thanks, Ann.